Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started. Finding your own pace in business. Now, in this video, I'm going to help you to understand how to set the pace for you to be able to build and even scale your coaching business. Now, if you're watching this business, I know that you want to build your business. You want to get more clients, you want to make more impact, you want to have a life of independence, live life on your own terms, and make more money. Now, the fact that you're watching this video tells me straight away that that is going to happen. But there needs to be a realistic pace that you will operate at to make sure that this goal happens. And so many times I see coaches setting such unrealistic expectations. Or I've seen a coach in 4 months go from, you know, 2K to 10K months. I want that. Great. Do you mind if I tell you what that coach did? And let's just see whether or not you're going to be able to do that. Yeah, I'm going to be able to do that. It's exactly the same as a client that comes in and says, I'm going to do a 12-week transformation. Great. Can you tell me what it's going to take? It's going to mean you've got to follow this with your diet, this with your training. Social life's got to go on hold. We've got to achieve this. That's what we've got to do. They go, good, I'm all in. And they go for it. Then number two client comes to see you and say, I want to achieve this result. And you say, great, this is what it's going to take. And they go, it's going to be unrealistic for me to be able to achieve that. Great, let's spread the time frame out that it's going to take. So we set a different pace based on a lot of different scenarios that that particular client comes to us with. So when it comes to building your business, there are two types of clients, using training as a little bit of a reference point for you. Coach number one wants to build their business, make a huge amount of impact, and wants to do it very, very fast and make a load of money. Great. It's going to take you being relentlessly disciplined, focusing on everything that us, me, my team tell you to do. It's going to require you to learn. It's going to require you to pull back on your social life and commit to X, Y, Z. It's going to mean committing to your content, hiring a videographer. It's going to mean doing this level of marketing and this level of sales. I'm all in. And then 3 to 6 months later, that person's doubled, trebled, quadrupled their income, built a huge, you know, coaching business. And coaches see what they've done on social media. They're like, that's me. I want that. Great. But are you able to do exactly the same? Well, no, because there's different things that I want in my life. Now, I've had many years of my life where I literally block out, and I still do this a lot today. You know, I don't have a huge social life. I have my family, I have my close friends, I work. And when you say a social life, I think people think a social life is just getting boozed up with people in bars and clubs. I have a great social life with the people that I care about. I spend time with the people that I work with. I spend time with my wife and my son. And I have great family time. But I choose to have a lot of things blocked out of my life so I can focus on the things that I love to do the most, which is business. And therefore, my business grows at a pace and I'm fulfilled. So I have a pace that I operate at, which the results match the intensity and the pace that I put into the business. So that's like your client doing a 12-week transformation. I'm just constantly on a 12-week transformation and my results get better and better and better and better. And then there is coach two. Coach two is the type of person that actually wants to spend a lot more time with their family. They do want to spend more time with their friends. They have other things going on in their life. Maybe they're doing 25, 30 personal training sessions a week. Maybe they don't want to work Saturday and Sunday. They set realistic expectations for themselves. Sometimes subconsciously, because consciously they say, oh, I want this big business. And I'm like, but tell me about what your life looks like. And are you prepared to compromise in any way, shape or form to get to where you want to be? I want to stick doing the things I'm doing. Therefore, the pace at which you operate is slower than the pace that I operate at. We have coaches that come into our scale program that come in earning 8, 9K. And then within 18 months, they're earning 30, 40,000 a month. And then people hear that and see that and go, wow. And I'm like, but do you realize what they actually sacrifice to get to where they are? And what's so important for you to understand in business is that the pace in which you operate and the ability to block out distractions determines when you end up. So coach A is the type of person also that's very emotionally stable.
They don't allow the highs and lows of business to rock them. You know, they're the type of coach where if they do go through a relationship breakup, it's a relationship breakup, carry on, business keeps focused. We have Coach B that goes through a relationship breakup, goes through challenging times in their life, and 3 months worth of their business just goes completely down the pan. We have Coach B that, you know, it comes to the summer and they go away for 3 to 4 weeks with their family and they just put the business on hold. Then we have Coach A that goes on holiday with their family, but every morning, first thing in the morning, they're working and they're grinding and they're building the business. You see, both types of coach are not right or wrong. They're right for what they want to do. They're right for what life they want to live. And I think it's really important when it comes to building a business that you ask yourself, which one am I? Am I somebody that's happy operating at 60% business but has 40% quality of life? Or am I somebody that's actually, my quality of life is determined by being on my business 95% of the time because I'm inspired, energized, and working around great people that is my social network? Am I okay being in my room and building my business, doing the sales, getting the leads, marketing my business, and continually pushing at a pace? Now, the type of coach in Coach A, they operate at such a high pace that don't really get that tired because they're so inspired by it. They just want to keep going. Yeah, they take a break on a holiday or whatever, but they just love working on the business. Coach B, on the other hand, they're the type of coach that gets tired. You know, they haven't really developed the entrepreneurial muscle enough yet where they get exhausted. You know, maybe Coach B is so passionate about their coaching that 70% of their day they want to spend coaching and 30% of the day they want to spend building the business. On the other side, you've got Coach A that's literally able to manage the coaching, the business building, the sales, the marketing, the lead gen all together. And then Coach B might not have the bandwidth where they can focus on the coaching and building the business and marketing and lead gen at the same time. But in 1 to 2 years, they will build the muscle and the capacity to be able to work and operate at that higher level. You may just not have the work capacity just yet. Much like a client, they come to see you to do a fat loss journey and they can't get through more than a 35-minute weight training session and cardio. They haven't got the capacity. They're not strong enough yet. In business, you're building an entrepreneurial muscle. That's why when some people come into our build coaching program earning nothing and they've got a very average social media presence and then 3 to 6 months later, they're earning 8 to 10K months. And you're like, what? But they've followed everything to the letter. They've upskilled themselves. They've developed their brand. They've developed their results. And coaches in our program that have been with us a year, full transparency. Some people are only making 3.5K. It's taken them a year to get up to that point, but they're still with us in the program. Everybody builds and operates at their own pace. You know, finding your own pace in business means that you're in control. I don't want anybody to compare themselves to me in the pace that I build my business. I don't look at somebody else and go, wow, they built their business at this pace. I'm building my business at the pace that I want to build it at. It's progressing and it's moving forward. It's got every box that's being ticked. My life is extremely fulfilled. I have everything that I want. When I look at other people, maybe they have things in their life that I actually don't want. So there's no point me comparing myself to everybody else. So you have to find your pace in business. In closing, maybe the person's working flat out to build their business, but not necessarily focusing on service. Maybe you're focusing on service and building your business. So maybe in 12 to 18 months, your business is going to go from 0 to 10 to 15K or 10 to 25K, but somebody else is not focusing on service, goes straight up to 30K, but that person may not be as successful in 2 years' time because they've lost a lot of clients. You need to understand what you're doing, what pace works for you, and then in a lot of cases, or you should be, focusing on the long game in the business. And for a lot of people, when you grow very, very fast, there's a part of your business that you're not keeping on top of. So it's really, really important, going back to what I've said through the whole of this video, you've got to find your own pace, be happy with the pace that you're working at. Don't compare yourself to everybody else because your journey is unique to you. So finding your own pace in business is one of the most important topics that we teach inside Coaching Concierge. Every single one of our clients inside our Coaching Concierge program is working at their own pace, but they're all making progress, which is why some people will be making a damn sight much more money than some people in a quicker frame of time frame, and other people will be steady, but will make consistent progress over the next 12, 18 months and 2 years. Find your pace. You'll be more fulfilled, you'll be more happy, and you'll build a business more aligned with you and where you are right now in your life and your business. For now, I hope you found this video helpful. Make sure you click like and subscribe, and you'll see more videos. Make sure you click the link in the bio to learn more about Coaching Concierge and how we can help you build your coaching business. And if you are following me on Instagram, or listening to the podcast on iTunes, then send me a DM on Instagram. Share the podcast on the stories. But for now, take care and I'll speak to you soon.